1 week from tomorrow is Ascension Day. Jesus, after he rose from the dead, was with his disciples for 40 days. During these 40 days, he appeared many times to them. He walked with them, he talked with them, he ate fish with them. Why did Jesus remain on earth for 40 days? Acts 1 tells us that Jesus presented himself alive to the apostles with many convincing proofs. He wanted to prove to them that he really was alive. But he also told them things pertaining to the kingdom of God. These were the men that Jesus commanded to go out and disciple the nations. He told them, "You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judah, Samaria, to the ends of the earth." But on Ascension Day, the disciples stood on the Mount of Olives. They watched Jesus ascend into the heavens until the clouds hid him from their sight. Verse 10 of Acts 1, we're told they were looking intently into the sky as he went away. Suddenly, two men in white stood beside them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking up into heaven? This same Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." So the big question posed by the angels to the disciples and to us is, why do you have your heads in the clouds? The disciples still did not understand Jesus' spiritual kingdom under the cross. They needed Jesus. They were still having those ideas of an earthly kingdom of glory. And that's why, as he gathered them on Ascension Day, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom, physical kingdom, to Israel?" They were confused, fearful, vulnerable. So Jesus said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has set by his own authority. It's not your business." Finally, looking at themselves, the task that Jesus had given them, they probably had no idea how to go about fulfilling his command. So they just stood there with their mouths open. The answer to the question posed by the angel is, first of all, the promise of Jesus. He told them, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." 10 days from Ascension, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples and the church, and things exploded. But secondly, the angel assured them, "This same Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come back in the same way that you have seen him go into heaven." So the Bible tells us they returned to Jerusalem from the mountain called the Mount of Olives. Have you ever faced a task so big, so daunting, so overwhelming that you didn't know where to start? And so you didn't start. Maybe a book report, maybe a job, or it may be Jesus' command to you. For we as followers of Jesus are still under that command of Jesus to disciple the nations. But will we, like the disciples, simply stand here looking up into heaven? The task is impossible. We're so few in number. We're not up to the job. Jesus would have been better off staying here or using angels to spread the good news of the gospel. But he chose sinners to spread the news of forgiveness to other sinners. Like the disciples, we're inadequate to this task by ourselves. But God has chosen the weak and the insignificant and the powerless according to the world's standards so that no one would glory in his sight. So like the disciples, we live in a world which is hostile to the gospel, to the word of God. But Jesus has the same answers for us. He has ascended into glory to sit at the right hand of the Father, and he is still in control. He has promised us and poured out on us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who changes the hearts and minds of people. We're simply witnesses. We simply tell what we have seen and heard from God's word about Jesus. And so we need to stop standing around and thinking the task is too big to even get started. It's not going to be long. It could be today, tomorrow, when Jesus returns. So now is the day of our salvation. Now is the time to tell friends and family, fellow students here at Emmanuel, about the faith we share in Jesus. As you leave Emmanuel after another year of school, talk about Jesus to others. Feed on the Word of God. Make use of the opportunities the Holy Spirit gives you to bear witness to Jesus. Jesus who died for the sins of the world, who rose to conquer death, and who is coming again. And as you leave and consider your future and your life, which lies ahead of you according to God's plan, perhaps even consider the public ministry, the call to publicly preach, teach God's word to others. So, stop standing around, looking into the skies, thinking the task is too big. Get busy. We conclude our service this morning with the singing of hymn 770, stanzas 2, 3, and 4. Hymn 770, stanzas 2 through 4.